أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا لقوا الذين آمنوا قالوا آمنا وإذا خلوا إلى شياطينهم قالوا إنا معكم إنما نحن مستهزئون. In the previous ayat we also read one of the evil qualities of the munafiqeen, and that was that they cause destruction on the earth and yet they think that they are doing good. They do things against deen and Islam and they claim that to be good, and lot of wrong things they do but they feel that they are in the right. Allah Ta'ala clearly declares that if the matters are not according to Shariat, according to Quran and Hadith, then they are the wrongdoers. And there are various things that happen in our societies and all justify it and feel that it is the right thing that is being done. But if it is not according to Quran and Hadith, Allah declares those people that they are the people who are causing destruction. Another evil quality of theirs, that when they meet the people of Iman, then they say that we also have brought Iman. And when they go, when they are told that you bring Iman also like the people, that is the Sahaba have brought Iman, they say, must we bring Iman? Na'uzu billah, like the stupid people have brought Iman. Muslims are always simple-minded, very simple in their way. And the non-believers are always very shrewd. And they think that they are in the right. And they say, must we also be like the simple people? And we must also believe like in the unseen, which they could not comprehend. The existence of Allah and the life in the qabr, etc. So they said, must we also just bring Iman like those people brought Iman? Allah Ta'ala says they are the actual stupid people, for they are not bringing Iman as Allah Ta'ala has commanded. Further, Allah Ta'ala says another evil quality of theirs, وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا. اور جب ملاقات کرتے ہیں مسلمانوں سے تو کہتے ہیں ہم ایمان لائے. And when they meet with the believers, then they say, we also have brought Iman, we are also believers. That is just outwardly, with their tongue they are saying, but there is no Iman in their heart. Just to try and deceive the believers, and make a mockery of the believers, they say that we have brought Iman. وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَىٰ شَيَاطِينِهِمْ. اور جب تنہا ہوتے ہیں اپنے شیطانوں کے پاس. And when they are alone with their shayateen, with their leaders and the evil doers, قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ, تو کہتے ہیں کہ بے شک ہم تمہارے ساتھ ہیں. Then they say, undoubtedly, we are with you people. إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَحْزِيُونَ. ہم تو ہسی کرتے ہیں. We are just making a mockery out of the believers, that we tell them that we have brought Iman. Yeah, in this evil quality of theirs, that they being two-faced, that when they are with the believers, they say, we are with you, we also bring Iman. And when they are alone with their shayateen, shaitan, according to language, is any person who transgresses and breaks the laws of Allah Ta'ala openly. And these shayateen are from the humans also and from the jinnat also. The main of them is who we all know as shaitan. He is the leader of them all. But even from amongst men, those who openly break the laws of Allah Ta'ala, they are also shayateen. And from the jinnat also. And yeah, those shayateen are referred to the leaders of the munafiqeen. Like Abdullah ibn Salul, who was a chief opposition of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when they meet with them, then they say, inna ma'akum, that we are definitely with you. For the believers, they only say, amanna, we have brought iman. But when they are with them, then they stress it. The word inna, innama, and according to Arabic language, what is called jumla ismiya, which is also for stress, then they say, definitely we are not with the Muslims, we are just innama nahnu mustahziyun. We are just making a mockery out of them, we are just fooling them, and that we are saying that we are also believers. In reply, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Allahu yastahzi'u bihim. Allah Ta'ala hasi karta hai unse. In return, Allah Ta'ala makes a mockery out of them. In the sense that in this world already Allah informed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam of all these munafiqeen. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam knew exactly who they are. But he is to still treat them according to the outward condition of believers. So they thought they are mocking him and that they are fooling him. But he knew exactly. Then in the Akhirat, when crossing Pul Sirat, the believers will be given a noor by which they will be able to see and they will be able to cross Pul Sirat easily. The munafiqeen won't have that noor. And they will ask the believers, share your noor with us. We were with you in namaz. We kept rozas with you. We made hajj and umrah with you. Now you also help us. Then there it comes in detail in that place in the Quran that the door will be placed between them and they will have no noor on that day. Then on the day after that, when all decision will be made, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that a door of Jannah will be open for these munafiqeen. They will be very happy and they will go there. As they reach there, the door will be shut. And then they will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. May Allah save us all. In that way, they thought they are making a mockery out of Allah. Allah will show them how He treats them in return. So therefore, this quality of nifaq, of being two-faced, this is the actual of kufr and shirk. But even like that, in our day-to-day matters, we should not be two-faced. A person, everyone should know where he stands. That is he, the true Islam, the Islam of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba, or the modern Islam, what we call liberal Islam, and a watered down Islam, where all the laws are changed, etc. A person mustn't be two-faced, that is this side also, that side also. He must be clear on which side he is, and everyone must be able to know that this person is on this side. Otherwise, this quality of being two-faced is a very dangerous quality, and the worst of it is when it reaches to the actual nifaq of the heart, that by in the heart a person doesn't believe and outwardly he just shows that he is a Muslim. May Allah protect us from all this and give us sincere and true iman. And one of the signs of it is that a person always fears that I must not be a munafiq, that my words and my actions don't agree. My conditions are not the same. They are changing all the time. So we should be very afraid and we should beg of Allah and always make effort to correct and strengthen our iman. May Allah give us hope.